What, sorry?
I said, unfortunately, you look like the guy from Toy Story.
Unfortunately, look like... Unfortunately, you... Hello? You're a very brave boy, aren't you? What's your name, my friend?
Sam.
Sam? Yeah, they kept that simple, didn't they? I imagine your parents wanted to christen you Sebastian. And the doctor went, ah, he's not had a lot of oxygen at birth. Maybe Sam? What'd you do, Sam? Something outdoors, is it? Go on, what'd you do?
Digger driver.
A digger driver. A digger driver. Yeah, like a five-year-old boy. I like diggers. I would like to drive one. I like them because they are good. I do quite a good impression of Sam, don't I? What was Joe Rogan like? He's great. He's an old mate of mine. I like him as a stand-up comic. I think he's a great guy. You all know Joe Rogan, right? He's got a podcast, used to be. He's a great guy. Yeah, it's fun. Not much of a story. If you want to hear us chatting, it's available online. What, sorry? Go on.
I said he's a fuckwit.
You think he's a fuckwit? Who, Joe?
Joe Rogan, yeah.
Is a fuckwit. You might not agree with him on stuff, but he's a pretty smart guy.
No, because he always asks that little gimp of his Jamie to Google shit.
He always asks someone to Google shit for him.
Yeah, that Jamie.
That Jamie.
Yeah.
So do you think someone having someone to Google something for him makes him a fuckwit? He doesn't understand himself. I'll be with you in a minute. I'm just going to deal with this. What's your name?
Mark.
Mark? Like a stain. Oh, this has got a mark on it. It's ruined. I hope he doesn't turn out to be a fuckwit. That's disappointing, isn't it? What do you do, Mark?
I'm a software developer.
A software developer? Of course you fucking are. You work in an office and you're a mark. Well, I've got a friend that can fucking clean you. Get the stain right out. Well, opinions vary, but I really like Joe. I think he's a great guy. And he's one of those, he's the rarest thing in show business. He's a guy that did fucking tremendously in life, and he put the ladder down, and he helped a bunch of people come with him. And that's a magnificent thing to do in life. I think he's a really good guy. So I won't have a word said against him, but I appreciate different opinions. What do you do, Danielle?
Property developer.
You're a property developer. Of course you bloody are. Of course you are. What about you, mate? What do you do?
Same now.
You do the same now. Are you just following her to work? I'm not entirely sure she's not your carer, mate. I'll ask Sam. Do you recognise her? Sam no like. What, sorry?
Engaged to my fiancée.
You got engaged to your fiancée? We're thrilled for you, sir. Okay, and when did she arrive from Thailand, mate? I mean, I'm just looking at you, I'm guessing. Her mum needs an operation, does she? As soon as that's paid for, she'll be with you. Yeah. Where is this fiancée?
She's at home. She's
at home. Yeah, no, she's... Yeah. Of course she is, yeah. Don't want to bring her out. You don't want to risk a puncture. Are there any single ladies in? We got any single ladies? Where am I looking? Who? What? Are you... Woo, woo! Hang on a second. Sam, it's not a train. It's okay, Sam. It's not a train. Okay? Not a train. Shh. Sorry, I don't want to excite him. I know what he gets like. What, sorry?
How do you feel about your square head?
How do I feel about my square head? I'm all right with it, yeah. Put on a specially square head? I think I'll be all right. You little fucking moon-faced loon. Is that Bluebell? Is that you, Bluebell? Is that you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who wants to know?
My gran.
Your who? Your gran? Your gran wants to know my thoughts on pegging. Hi, gran. Yeah, Bluebell can peg me. I reckon I'd be pretty into it. You've got your nana here, Bluebell.
Whore.
Devil's three-way. She's 16. There's a bit of granny fanny there. This could be amazing. A real smorgasbord of sexuality. She's had enough. You did. You off?
I am. Goodbye.
Bye. Seems like a very... You all right? Did you not enjoy the show? Or you?
No, I didn't, actually.
You didn't like it?
No.
Oh, well. We're having a great... Thanks for taking a chance on it. I appreciate you buying a ticket and coming and giving it a go. Can you have your money back? Oh, no. Do not give her her fucking money back. 100% don't give her a fucking money back. No, I'm paid for the attempt, not the jump. I'm like fucking Evel Knievel. I know, is she left on her own? Was she on her own? Was she on her own? There's three. And where are the other two? Are they gone? Are they all right?
No.
Not for them?
Not
what were they offended by?
You.
Me. A dozy fucking cunts. Watch a clip online before you buy a ticket. You hatchet-faced bitch. Fucking hell, we've not got to the offensive stuff yet. Sam's not been offended, although in fairness, you've not understood a lot of things, have you? They stayed a fucking hour. Nothing changed in the hour, right? Tonally, nothing fucking changed.
They already paid for parking.
What, sorry?
They already paid for parking.
They already paid for parking. Oh, we might as well get some value out of that multi-story. I'm not for everyone, but I always think like, it's quite self-selecting. The people that come and see me, I'm fucking into this.
You look like a kid from Toy Story.
Oh, Sam's on a loop. He only knows three sentences, and that's one of them. You look like the kid from Toy Story. He's not allowed to watch all of them. The third one's too scary.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, because, you know, I do. I go to jimmycarr.com for dates and tickets, and then, you know, I guess, buy a ticket and come and see the tour. I laugh funny, so can you. Come and see me.